This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
The Starz original docuseries Leavenworth centers on the controversial true crime story playing out in the military justice system. Clint Lawrence is serving a 19-year sentence for murder at the United States Penitentiary at Fort Leavenworth. While deployed in Afghanistan in July 2012, the former lieutenant ordered fire on three men riding on a motorcycle, killing two of them and outraging his platoon. Leavenworth is the firsthand account of a soldier navigating the U.S. Army's legal system as he seeks to overturn his conviction. We talked to both sides on today's This Week in America, including the executive producer and director of Leavenworth, an attorney for Clint Lawrence, and a sergeant in Lawrence's platoon. Right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. Their prices are direct from the airlines, and they're so low you can't find these fares published anywhere. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and great package deals anywhere around the world. Wherever you want to go, they can help you get there cheaply and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call right now for the lowest travel prices anywhere and for great last-minute travel deals, too. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-425-8166. 800-425-8166. 800-425-8166. That's 800-425-8166.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Leavenworth is a new docuseries on Starz that follows the controversial true story playing out in the military justice system centering on Clint Lawrence, who was serving a 19-year sentence for murder at the United States Penitentiary in Leavenworth, Washington. While deployed in Afghanistan in 2012, the former lieutenant ordered fire on three local men riding a motorcycle, killing two of them, outraging his platoon. The case made national headlines in 2015 after a New York Times story. Back in the public discussion with Don Brown's military expose, The Travesty of Justice, the Shocking Prosecution of Lieutenant Clint Lawrence, Don is a former U.S. Navy JAG officer, former special assistant U.S. attorney, a national best-selling author of 14 books about the U.S. military, serving as one of four former military JAG officers on Lawrence's legal team. Leavenworth executive producer, director, is acclaimed storyteller Paul Pawlowski, multiple sports Emmy Awards, a 20-year career producing primetime Olympics for NBC, numerous documentaries and shorts. Platoon soldier Mike McGinnis is a 16-year veteran of the U.S. Army, working on a bachelor's degree in history and mass communication, journalism focus. And Don, Paul, and Mike joining us on This Week in America to discuss the five-part Starz docuseries Leavenworth. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
Looking forward to the series, Paul, I'll start with you. Sort of lay the groundwork for the series and tell us, what was it that captured your attention as a storyteller that wanted to get you further involved in telling this story?
Well, like all filmmakers, storytellers, you look for something that has stakes. You look for something that has resonance. And bottom line, you look for all the pieces that make a good story. And when this was first brought to my attention, it had all that and more. And as we went through the filmmaking process, we learned more and more. Starting out, we were connected with the Lawrence family. They were generous enough to let us into their homes and tell their side of the story. And the Lawrence defense team as well. So we're very fortunate for their generosity and their openness. And as we followed the story, we realized that this is something that is thought-provoking, but also very emotional for people involved. So we approached it responsibly, and part of that responsibility was reaching out to all the people whose lives were affected by this incident. And first stop was the members of the platoon. They were involved there. They were there. So they needed to have their voices represented in this as well. And I think everybody respected that choice and continues to respect that choice. So,
and Mike was one of those who was there. Mike, you described that as the worst day of your life. How difficult has this process been to go back and to relive that?
Well, I mean, when it happens, they're in the aftermath of everything, there's that bit of anger, but, I think, I'm just speaking for myself personally, and, I've gotten to a point in my life where it's a lot easier to talk about now in a more mature manner without that anger that was there. So, I mean, it's not so much as it's like a phantom pain at this point,
Yes. Talk about what happened on that morning of July the 2nd. You were in what was described as one of the most dangerous, if not the most dangerous, war zone in the world. Lieutenant Clint Lawrence was in command, received intelligence reports earlier that day of a possible Taliban ambush. Talk about what happened that morning.
Well, I mean, we our op tempo that we established is to do one morning patrol and one evening patrol. So that was going to be our morning patrol. And we were going there to essentially conduct a meet and greet with the locals and get them to come to the big meeting on Friday. It's called Ashura. And it just kind of got sideways after that. We had a motorcycle approaching us, and I guess perceptions differ based on where you're at and who you have kind of associated yourself with. But we didn't have any intention of any other than going out and meeting these people that morning.
Yes.
And it just like I said, it got sideways on us, and then everything happened.
Don, talk about, from your perspective as one of the attorneys representing Clint Lawrence, I think you described this in talking about your book as the most despicable political prosecution in American military history. Talk about that and the shock of this prosecution to you.
Well, what I meant by that's a very good question. Thank you, Rick. There are a couple of things that should disturb every American about this prosecution. Number one, at the time of the court martial, the Army had evidence showing that the riders on this motorcycle were not innocent farmers. They were not innocent civilians. They were Taliban bomb makers, because, you see, most Americans don't realize we've had a very detailed and extensive biometrics database in Afghanistan, because most of our guys were getting killed by bombs. That information was never given to the original defense team. Therefore, it wasn't brought before the jury. And so the jury had no idea that these were not innocent farmers. They are, in fact, tied to Taliban bomb making. Clint is entitled to that. It's part of his due process. The other thing that really offends me is how this platoon was treated, on the front side and the back side. We love Mike McGinnis. We don't agree with all the perspectives, but he's earned his stripes and he's earned the right to be heard. But one of the things that really angered me is this platoon, most of the members on that patrol were given immunity in order to testify against Clint. And that, to me, is an offense. They don't need immunity. They've done nothing wrong. If you look at the grants of immunity, it says it's anticipated you're going to take the Fifth Amendment because your right is against self-incrimination. This was given to 18, 19, 20-year-old kids. They should never have been treated that way. They're American heroes. And so this needs to be brought to the light of day. Clint needs a new day in court. Matter of fact, he needs to be out of Leavenworth now. So that's what I meant by calling it what I called it.
Boy, there are so many layers to this, and I got about a minute left in the program. Paul, from your perspective, I'm sure as you were sort of peeling back the layers here, this is more than just a riveting story, isn't it? This is a beginning of a national conversation on how we treat, especially young soldiers in a war zone where a split second decision can cost them their lives and their troops' lives as well.
Yeah, I completely agree that it merits a larger discussion. And our hopes as filmmakers is to always make a compelling story and tell a compelling story, and especially with something at stake of this sort, you really want to be responsible. But yes, we hope that it provokes spirited, I'm sure it'll be spirited, but informed, it's important to be informed, discussion about this, and respectful. I mean, ultimately, we're all on the same side, so, hopefully this will encourage people to have a discussion about the case and some of the things that it touches upon on a larger scale.
Boy, time has gone by so quickly. So much to talk about. I encourage you to watch the 5-part STARS docuseries, Leavenworth. Executive Producer Director Paul Pawlowski with us on the program. Platoon Soldier Mike McGinnis and Don Brown, best-selling author and attorney for Clint Lawrence. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being on the program. We'll be watching the docuseries Leavenworth on STARS. Thank you for spending some time with us today.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Make sure you like This Week in America on Facebook, and also you can follow This Week in America on Twitter at TWIA Radio.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Jake Roper is a YouTuber who makes learning fun and accessible for everyone. His bold YouTube original series, Could You Survive the Movies, combines his love for cinema and science to see what would really happen if scientifically you could survive what you see on the silver screen, like the lightning strike from Back to the Future, being swallowed by the giant bug from Men in Black. Jake is host producer for the Vsauce Network, more than 2 billion views from 24 million global subscribers, making it the largest educational network on the internet. Jake is known for being on the cutting edge of fostering curiosity, creativity, and exploration in learners of all ages. His December 2016 YouTube video, Could You Survive Home Alone, based on the movie classic, has over 12 million views and counting. Jake Roper, host of Could You Survive the Movies, now available on YouTube, our guest on This Week in America. Jake, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Rick.
Looking forward to this series, described as an immersive journey into the world of a different movie. This really is a unique approach, isn't it?
I think so. I mean, it's, part of it is that nostalgia factor of going back into these movies that we grew up with, like Back to the Future, and then using those as this catalyst to explain scientific concepts.
And you do it so well, and you do it with some really mind-blowing experiences, some experiments that you do, really mind-blowing. You're actually recreating some of these scenes, aren't you?
Definitely. So in Back to the Future, for example, which is, the episode that's out right now, we recreated that very first scene where Marty McFly plugs into the amp, turns it up all the way, and then strums his guitar and gets blown across the room. So we did that. We built an amp that had a pressure wave that could generate, that could actually lift you up and throw you across the room. And the results were very surprising. It turns out that the movie would have been about 5 minutes long had that really happened to Marty McFly.
Well, you go into scientific exploration. This is unscripted, isn't it? Do you ever have an idea what's going to happen when you start these experiments?
I do not. I mean, with any kind of experiment, you have your hypothesis.
Yes.
If this, then that. But the results are always kind of a surprise. And the nice thing about this show is that when we do it, that's the first time. That's when we're doing it. So what happens on camera hasn't been tricked with. That's the result that we got. And it's, for example, with Back to the Future, with that pressure wave, I was very surprised. I knew that it would lift you off the ground because obviously your chest has a large surface area. So that much pressure hitting it would lift you. But I didn't realize the amount of damage it would actually do to the body.
What movies are you going to focus on during the first season?
Well, we have, like I said, Back to the Future. The next episode, which comes out on Monday, is Men in Black. Then we have Ghostbusters, Jumanji, Alien, and Die Hard. And it's all free to watch on Vsauce 3.
And you'll find all that information if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. How do you go about choosing the movies and the topics for Could You Survive the Movies?
I wish I had a really interesting answer for you, but it's just movies that I like is the answer.
It's and your then, show. You're going to focus on the movies you want.
Yeah, that's right. It is my show. Thank you, Rick. but it's there's curious topics and everything. That's kind of what we do at Vsauce is we look at what might be mundane, what might be easily explained, and figure out what's really happening in a different way to think about it and talk about it. Because that's what curiosity is. It's asking questions and kind of falling down this rabbit hole.
With us on This Week in America, Jake Roper, YouTube creator, host of Could You Survive the Movies, the YouTube original series, now available on YouTube. Where did this curiosity come from that you have? I understand what, 8 years old, all of the medical and surgery videos in the library, kids 8 years old. I'm trying to find National Geographic's. You've got all these great videos that you've checked out of the library. Where did this curiosity come from?
I believe, I'm a firm believer in the fact that we are all curious. We all want information. That's why people, you know, listen to your program is because they want to find out information. So we're all curious. I think it's just about how it's delivered. And for me, you know, yes, I watched a lot of surgery videos when I was very young. I don't know if that's the right thing to do, but my mom was like, you're going to be a surgeon. Sorry, Mom, I'm not a surgeon. Spoiler. But I think that I learn best when given visual aids, when I'm giving or being expressed a topic in a way that is understandable to me and in my own viewpoint, that's movies. Like I love movies and if I can use them as a jumping off point to explain science and people actually learn something but aren't bored, then that's success.
I read that you said one of the goals is what you call accidental learning. And I love this. We're entertained. We really don't know we're learning, but at the end of the program, we've actually learned something, haven't we?
Yeah, and that's exactly right. Accidental learning is one of my favorite phrases to use, which is that, you know, you get in being like, oh, I love Back to the Future. Click it. And then hopefully it's engaging enough that by the end you go, wait, did I just learn about how electricity travels through objects? Did I just learn about pressure waves and momentum and G-force? And I think it's that really exciting thing of like now, because it's empowering, right? When you learn something, you then want to share it. And that's the hope of the show.
Got about a minute or so left. I'm sure there were movies you wanted to get into to season one. You just couldn't because the season wasn't that long. What would you like to do in season two?
I would love to do Blade Runner, Jurassic Park, Indiana Jones, and one that I think we could do across multiple episodes. It's Fast and the Furious because there is so much fun stuff there.
You know, and I love this. You were talking about Blade Runner, which is more philosophical than physics and chemistry. You could really ask some pretty important questions during the exploration of that, couldn't you?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's what I love so much about it. It's not about explosions or yes. Big spectacles. It's about what does it mean to be human? And it's this philosophical, almost existential discussion, which I think is really, really interesting.
Well, as we rely more and more on computers, this is something we really need to give some thought to. This is such a fascinating series. It's the YouTube original series, Could You Survive the Movies, hosted by our guest on the program, Jake Roper. It's available now. Where can they watch it, and when can they watch new episodes?
Yeah, so Back to the Future, the first episode is out right now at youtube.com/vsauce3 or /learning, and then there will be a new episode every Monday for free until we run out of episodes.
And you can get all that information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. Looking forward to season one of Could You Survive the Movies? Thank you for being with us.
Thanks, Rick. Have a good one.
You too. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Everybody wants cheap airfare. But where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. Their prices are direct from the airlines, and they're so low you can't find these fares published anywhere. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and great package deals anywhere around the world. Wherever you want to go, they can help you get there cheaply and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call right now for the lowest travel prices anywhere and for great last-minute travel deals, too. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now, we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. That's 800-659-5731.
Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-425-8166. 800-425-8166. 800-425-8166. That's 800-425-8166.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Journalist from Vox, one of the most popular news destinations on the web, answers some of YouTube's most searched and interesting questions on the provocative new YouTube docuseries, Glad You Ask. So what does the cloud actually look like? Could we survive on Mars? Just several of the human curiosities addressed on Glad You Ask. And two of the hosts, Cleo Abram and Christoph Hopperson, are with us. Cleo is a video producer at Vox, decoding complex topics in technology and economics as she reveals how underlying systems work and highlights the wonder of the world around us. She produced for Explain, Vox's Netflix show, and produces a YouTube series, Hey Kid, where she documents her life for her future kids. Christoph, also a video producer for Vox, making videos about culture and design, also worked on Explained on Netflix, and By Design on Vox's YouTube channel. He studied journalism and political science at Northwestern University. Exploring human curiosity questions in typical Vox fashion, Glad You Ask, Cleo and Christoph with us on This Week in America. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.
Looking forward to this concept. And first of all, where do you get these questions? And I'm sure you have plenty that you would like to go through. How do you choose which ones to address on the program?
Yeah, it's tough to choose. So, you know, the show is a collaboration between YouTube and Vox. And, you know, what that kind of allowed us to do was to, you know, send out an ask to all of our 6 million followers on YouTube. To see what kinds of things that they wanted to know more about, but then also kind of have an idea of what people are searching for on YouTube based on YouTube's data. And, you know, by combining those two things along with our personal interests and questions that we, you know, want to look more into ourselves, we're kind of able to come up with this slew of 10 topics that take a combination of all those different lines of inquiry.
And Cleo, talk about actually when you get it together, going out and looking for answers. This is not talking head interviews. This is participatory on your part, isn't it?
That's right. We serve as hosts sort of as a proxy for the audience.
Yes.
We take on this question and we go looking for the answer. And that takes us to really interesting places. I, for example, went to talk to a scientist who does research in a paleolake basin in Utah. So basically just imagine a very flat, salty desert. And we took ATVs out into the desert and we got stuck. And some part of the episode involves, you know, oh my God, how are we going to get out of this situation that we've gotten ourselves into? And that's a lot of fun, being out in the field and not just speaking to the scientists about their research, but seeing them do their research, getting into sort of unexpected situations with them makes the show come alive in some ways. And we have been really excited to get the chance to do that by working with YouTube. I know Christoph, for example, went to Hawaii to talk to scientists about genetically engineered food. I was a little bit jealous of that trip. and just in general, we get to go to really wonderful places to learn what there is to learn about these really fascinating topics.
As you're looking at the questions you're going to answer in the series, everyone is like, yeah, I've often thought about that myself. Talk about some of the questions that you'll be addressing during the course of the first season of Glad You Ask.
For sure. Let's see. You know, the first five that we have coming out are about, you know, will we survive Mars? Then we have an episode on why do memes matter, sort of looking at meme culture. We have one on why do we cry, sort of looking at, you know, the bodily evolutionary functions of crying and what it means to each of us. And then we have one about what happens when we die, kind of looking at, you know, what happens to your body in the moments before death? How have we kind of come to understand the physical definition of death in different ways over time? And then we've got video games. Why do we pay money for things in video games? Sort of a really interesting exploration of video game economies and the kinds of things that people spend money on today.
Cleo, I know the mission of Vox is to explain. In this program, you are explaining, your storytelling. That's what you do so well. How much fun is it for you to be a host producer on a series like this where you probably get to answer some of your questions as well?
It's a joy. I mean, you've just summarized the best part of the job. We get to come in every day and learn about a topic that we find interesting and find a way to distill that information and present it to other curious people. I mean, I know for me personally, you could not describe a better job. And so that's been a real joy on this show, not only to get to do that ourselves, but to get to do it with each other, because so much of the show involves collaboration with our fellow hosts, in seeking their advice about where to take each story, in really having fun explaining these topics to each other so that we can ask good questions that the audience is going to ask or would want to know. And so that's just been really a joy every single day. I look forward to getting into work every day.
Chris, it sounds like it. I don't blame you. Christoph just, I guess, back from Hawaii, so I'm sure he looks forward to work every day as well. Got about a minute left on the program. Talk about the difficulty sometimes to explain these things. Some of these questions are probably a little simpler to explain than others. How challenging is that? You don't have 5 hours to do a documentary. You need to get the information down where it's relatable and understandable.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times we're tackling some of the biggest questions in, you know, each of these topics,
yes,
respective fields, and trying to do it in 15 to 20 minutes, which can be really tricky. It's also challenging, you know, to try to combine, you know, sort of explainer journalism with more of like the experiential aspects of sort of bringing viewers on a journey with us as we learn these things ourselves. So it's a tough balance, but you know, when we can figure out how to do both of those things well, I think that's what makes the show really unique.
Cleo, where and when can we watch the series Glad You Ask?
Well, the first episode is live and free on YouTube right now. You can watch it on Vox's YouTube channel. And the other episodes will be rolling out weekly, also on Vox's YouTube channel, but if you wanted to binge all of them, you can find them on YouTube Premium. And you can find all of the episodes weekly at youtube.com/learning.
The series is Glad You Asked, YouTube original docuseries. And Cleo Christoph, two of the host producers, with us on the program. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. Looking forward to season one of Glad You Ask. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.